Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, big to small meeting agendas. Here we go. Well, Mark, I think a lot of folks struggle with how to structure their meeting agendas, and particularly, what should come first? I mean, how do you divide the time among the four or five or six items that you want to discuss or decide or action? And folks make it a lot harder than it needs to be. It's really not that hard.
No, it's not. You put the most important item first. You give it plenty of time. I've recently been in some meetings. I thought everybody knew this, but it seems like they do it backwards, where they put the most important item last, thinking that everybody needs to warm up in the meeting, or the fact that it's last and it comes right before the end of the meeting, they'll make a decision quickly before the meeting ends, and that just doesn't work. So, three simple rules. This is standard meeting protocol. We should have done this years ago. I apologize. When you're creating an agenda, you put the most important item first, okay? Then you put other items in order of decreasing importance, and you give less time to things that are less important. And in the beginning, guys, just before we get into the details, in the beginning of doing this, you're not going to always know how much time things need. But you probably know how important things are. And so you set time by how important things are, and you learn who on your team takes more time to brief and those kind of things, and you make those kind of subtle adjustments. But if you'll focus on the importance of an item, its value to the organization, and sometimes its urgency, but hopefully not always, and give it plenty of time, you'll do a lot better.
Okay, so let's get to the first one, which is most important item first. Well, dude, that sounds pretty flippin' obvious. I mean, do we really have to talk about that?
Yeah, well, okay, but now wait. It is obvious after fashion, but the people who do it the other way, dude, when I asked them about it before I wrote the cast, they said, well, it makes sense to me to put the last one last, the most important one last, because that way everybody's warmed up. And
exactly.
You know, if the meeting's getting ready to end, people will make a decision and, you know, so on. And so it's obvious to them. But when you've done it this way a couple of times, the way we recommend it, it is. It's very obvious.
Right. I hear that all the time as well, right? Folks say, I want to warm up. I want to get people talking.
Yeah.
I want to get people communicating.
People are late.
People are late.
I can't have it be first. Yeah.
That's right. Well, of course, start your meetings on time. But that's another topic entirely.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic. Yeah, and the whole we do things in order. Well, what order is that? I mean, I know most executives would say, let's do things in order being most valuable first. Look, there are two reasons we put the most important item first. Groups are more effective on earlier agenda items, provided the meeting is run effectively. And here's the real value. We have more time to spend on it if we need it. That's the real value.
That's right. If you had a half an hour meeting and you had 15 minutes scheduled for the most important item, right, and is more important by far, and you were 15 minutes into it and you weren't through your most important item, you might choose to actually keep going on item number one. Right? That being the most important.
Yeah, dude, not might. I would.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
most important, particularly if it's notably more important than everything else.
There
now,
you go.
Look, guys, there are meetings where everything's equally important. I mean, relatively speaking. And that's okay. Then you give them all equal time and you can throw up the cards and make it in random order. That generally doesn't happen in my experience. And if nothing else, if you don't know what one's most important in terms of value to the company, ask yourself, which one do I want to go first? Which one do I want to be sure gets done? And the one that goes first is the one that gets to be sure to be done. Now, you have to keep in mind, we're following a fundamental principle here, which is agendas exist to serve the purpose of a meeting. But if the agenda stops serving the purpose of the meeting, the purpose outranks the agenda. And what that means is you don't stop debate or stop discussion or stop making a decision on the most important item simply because its 20 minutes are up. You wouldn't do that. What you would do is give it more time, and you would say, I'll cut time from the other items, or I'll simply leave an item off and I'll make that decision myself, or I'll turn it over to subordinate, or we'll delay that decision for a week. Okay? But look, what we're suggesting here is really simple. Look at all the items you have on an agenda. Determine which are most important. Then put them in the order of importance rather than urgency, or rather than who normally briefs first, or who will be in the meeting when, based on their schedules. Geez, I don't like that one at all. We've seen agendas based on historical reporting order, timing for somebody's schedule, no recollection of why the order is the way it is. Easiest stuff first, shortest stuff first, saving the best for last, keeping people in their seats for the big stuff at the end. Look, I'm not going to say these are wrong. We understand the reasons for that. And there have been times we've run meetings sort of bass-ackwards as well. But these ways are ineffective compared to putting most important items first and giving them the most time. And clearly, this works a great deal better if you run effective meetings. Start on time, stay on time, keep notes, capture responsibilities, my favorite. Finish on time, have a parking lot, and so on. If you don't run effective meetings, it's a bit harder to have the big item first on the agenda. But if you do, your attendees will be fresher for it. They will know, if you start doing this, that the first item is the most important. And they'll know that more time can be allotted if necessary. And yes, every once in a while you get the person who games the system and says, my item's last. If I just muck up the works on the first one, maybe my item will get pushed back until next week. They don't realize that still looks bad for them, but whatever. There's no perfect agenda. If you're setting the agenda and you're the manager and it's your team, choosing what's most important is your job. And it ought to be, or we hope it's easy for you. Even if it isn't, though, it's still your call. Surely it has something to do with value to the organization and your team's mission. But regardless, it's your call. Don't shy away from making it. And look, the beauty of making it is if you don't know what you're doing and some of you are just starting running meetings effectively, and that's fine, you're not going to be as good at it now as you're going to be a year from now. So make some calls and pay attention. I mean, when I say calls, I mean decisions. Make some decisions and pay attention to the results you get and learn from your mistakes and your successes and become good at meetings. I'll tell you, it's I think the Wall Street Journal today, the cover, one of the cover articles is about people who screw up meetings. Look, put the stuff you think is most important first, okay? Now, urgency is what most managers, or many, at least many managers, put first. We recommend, though, you try to think of value to the team and your team, to the firm and your team first. And sometimes that does include urgency, but usually it's not about urgency. In fact, meetings about urgent items usually slow them down. Urgency usually means decisions. Too many of us don't make decisions at meetings because, remember, a decision is more than just choosing. A decision is choice and an action. There's a cast for that, by the way. Usually meetings just mean more talking, more ideas, more reasons why not, more talking, more talking. But put the stuff that's most important and relegate urgency to a lower criteria within importance. Put that stuff first.
And I want to make a point that should be clear to everybody. I'm sure it is. Maybe it's just me who thinks it's important, is that it implies that the order of the items in your agenda, say it's a staff meeting, are not the same every time. In most, the vast majority of staff meetings I see, they get locked in the habit of, here's the topic we talk about things all the time, right? First Joe's going to go, then Mary's going to go, then Sue's going to go. And they got all their topics that they're responsible for. And it implies that the relative importance is the same every time. And that's not true. And so if you're running a staff meeting and you have a set agenda that you run through every single week, this is something to think about.
Yeah. Look, it's okay to have a set agenda. But on the other hand, what we ought to be doing is saying, I'm going to mix up the order in which people brief, because the order in which people brief doesn't have to stay the same every time. And what somebody is briefing or what somebody is talking about or what somebody is asking for a decision for or wanting collaboration on, some things are more important than others. So yeah, I agree. And please don't construe our earlier guidance about having a set agenda to mean that everybody always goes at the same time in the meeting, because you can easily move things around and it's still a staff meeting and it's still everybody briefs. You're just changing the order based on what's most important. Good point, dude.
There you go. Okay. So I think our second point follows from the first, right? If you put the most important thing first, then it would make sense that you'd order the other items in the order of decreasing importance, right?
Yeah. For the rest of the stuff, apply the same logic you did to the first one. What's most important now to your firm and your team? Based on that analysis, come up with a descending order list of what has to be done. And the idea is simple. Stuff that is the least important goes last. If your agenda gets thrown away because the first item takes everything else out, you know, it ends up going long, you will much more likely have gotten through with your most important items. The things that are least important will fall off. And frankly, if it's least important, let's just make a decision and move on. And to be clear, I've alluded to this earlier. We did say a second ago, if your agenda gets thrown away. It happens. Agendas are important, but they're only a tool. They're important not in and of themselves, but rather what they help us to achieve that is important. Remember that when an agenda gets in the way of a meeting's purpose, it's no longer valuable. In fact, I learned this in one-on-ones when I discovered a lot of managers, it was me not having coached them on this. It was my fault. A lot of managers cutting people off at 15 minutes and say, okay, your time is up. And I try to tell the managers that, look, you can go down and talk to your people anytime you want. Let them go longer than 15 minutes periodically, even regularly. Let them go to 20 minutes. Because anytime you don't get your agenda from your one-on-one covered, that's okay. You can walk down to their cube. And when you say, hey, you got a minute? You know what everybody says? They say yes. So don't make the agenda rule. I do think agendas tighten things up. But if you go over by 5 minutes on any given item, it's not the end of the world. Let's not have the agenda trump the purpose. And of course, the purpose of the one-on-one is to focus on the director to build the relationship. And it's just as easy for you to do that at other times. But this is their time to really try to work on their relationship with you. And reflexively sticking to your agenda is a bad rule of thumb, just the same as having no agenda is a bad rule. Having an agenda is better than none at all. But if you stick to the agenda and you hurt the purpose, that's not a good plan. Planning is everything. But plans are nothing. When something significant that was unplanned comes up in a meeting, we have to make a choice about how to handle it. And you ought to know the purpose. And the agenda reflecting the purpose makes it easy.
Exactly. Another thing I've seen quite a bit is, let's say there's three agenda items. You got an hour-long meeting. There's a couple things wrong there. But, well, that's, again, another topic. So we have three items we need to cover in 60 minutes. And so we say, oh, okay, 20 minutes each, right? Without any thought at all as to the relative importance of those things and whether or not we ought to be spending the same amount of time on the most important thing as we do the least important thing.
Yeah. Look, once you've got the order of importance of your agenda items, give each lesser item less time. For the first item in an hour-long meeting, give it 25 minutes. The next item gets 15 and the next item gets 10. Now, we're not saying that the first meeting item, the agenda item, is 2.5 times more valuable than the third one. We're not. I'm just giving you a rough math. 25 and 15 is 40 and 10 is 50. And you need 5 minutes for welcome, purpose, introduction, and agenda. And you need the last 5 minutes for parking lot. And so you have time for three items. Usually, more than three noteworthy items in an hour-long meeting is a stretch. But it could happen. And if you're doing lots of five-minute items, we'd probably bet that those are items you don't need meeting time for. If you have four items, it may be 20, 15, 10, 5. But if you're spending time on welcome purpose agenda, again, and you have a parking lot, that's about the extent of it. I'm not saying you can't have a meeting with seven or eight things, but you better be really good at facilitating. And again, we suspect if you have an hour-long meeting, I'm not saying you should have an hour-long meeting. If you have six items, you may want to consider going to 90 minutes, as long as it's well-managed. But if you have a lot of very, very short items, really, why are you meeting on it? Why aren't you just sending out an email? And look, a great thing about being the last item being the shortest is if you're close to running out of time and you have that one more item to get done, you're much more likely to get agreement to run over by 5 to 10 minutes if they know it's only scheduled to go for those 5 or 10 minutes. If you leave your biggest, your most important, your longest item for last, and the others run over, maybe because they're bigger than you thought they were, maybe because you didn't facilitate well, maybe you didn't cut off meandering. I've done all those things, right, mistakenly. It's unlikely you're going to get agreement to run over on the item that's going to be the biggest and take the longest. And if you force it at the end, we've got to cover this thing, it's last, it's most important, you'll get the group's worst work on your most important item because they'll be frustrated about the meeting running over.
Can you think of a worse outcome? I mean, you spend an hour talking about the least important things to the organization. And then when it comes to your most important item, you're getting the least amount of focus and attention and participation.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Great. Perfect. I love that.
Yeah. And look, or if they say no and you don't force it, or if you don't insist, everyone will feel the meeting was unsuccessful because you didn't get to the most important thing.
Yeah. Rightfully so, by the way.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that affects their judgment of the quality of other things that happen in that meeting, which is not good. That's it. I mean, it's not rocket science, but based on meetings I've been to recently, you know, people don't know it. And that's why we're here, is to help you understand things that you don't know that nobody's teaching in MBA schools, but we want you to know it because you learn this stuff, you get better at it. It makes your organization better, makes the world a better place. So when you're building your agenda, put the most important item first, give it the most time, other items in order of decreasing importance, and less time for less important items. I mean, it's not rocket science, but a lot of us don't do it this way. You put that most important item first so it'll get done, even if the meeting runs long or even if it runs over its time. And the least important item goes last because it can be jettisoned in deference to that first item if you need to. Don't build to a crescendo. Don't try to marshal the drama. Long meetings sap energy. Get the important stuff done first. That's a manager tools meeting rule.
There you go. All right, my friend. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thanks, partner.
All right, we'll see you later. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great one.